Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. Skip Miller is our guest. He's the president, the founder of M3 Learning, the author of Ultimate Sales Toolkit, the author of Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management. Three different books right there. Skip, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website. Tell folks how they can find your book.
M3 Learning, M3, the number three, M3Learning.com. And 2 weeks ago, Proactive Selling 2nd Edition just came out. So make sure if you're going to go after Proactive Selling, it's the book with all these thumbs up on the
front
cover.
It's the Bible. It's the Bible on selling, folks. No question about it. Hey, Skip, do we need to talk about the pipeline? loading the pipeline. Do we need to talk about that? We've been talking about folks helping you get your number met by the end of the year, wrapping up the year, making a final push toward the end of the year. I promise you, every customer you have, especially every larger customer you have, they're thinking about this too right now, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Isn't it time to get the suspects out of the way? Make one final move. Qualify a suspect into a prospect, or get them the heck out of the way, and start finding out who the real prospects are, and really, shouldn't you be able to by now really quantify where your business is going to come from the rest of the year?
It's funny because in this new book, then I had to write 2nd edition. I changed some things around, wrote a new intro, sent it in, and the publisher goes, "Hey, well, Skip, you didn't read the contract. You got to change like 25% of the book." So I had to like put some new stuff in this thing.
Oh no, man!
Yeah. And one of the things I put in there was a definition of qualify and disqualify.
Yeah.
Qualify is the stuff and questions you ask so you can make a determination so you continue on in the sale. Disqualify is things that you should ask and do to say, hey, I don't want to spend any more time here because all these people doing are tire kicking.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go into an engagement, Jim, typically I'll go to the president of the company and say, when we're done with this, you're going to look at 30 to 40% of your pipeline, and you're going to get rid of it because it's smoke. And he goes, I'm okay with that. And the biggest thing that we see, Jim, is, and we've talked about this before, is going up to the customer and not asking, so Mr. Smith, when are you going to buy my stuff? Because that'd be all about you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you want to do is say, sir, I have a question for you. What date are you going to start using this? When do you see this up and running, in production, on the shelf? We call that the installation date or the I date.
Mm-hmm.
What's your I date? If the customer can't say, well, I see this happening November 7th, the third week of June or whatever else. Oh, as soon as possible, yesterday, quickly.
Well, and the thing is it doesn't have to be when they're going to use your stuff, but when they're going to need the resource or the product or the service or whatever that you sell or that your industry delivers. Because at this moment, if they're still a suspect, at this moment is they haven't put a label on it yet. They don't know what brand they're going to use yet.
So, I just got a new car. My ID date was August 10th. Why? Because the lease on my car ran up on that day. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So, if I was looking for a car in June, if somebody would say, when do you want to buy? I'd say as soon as possible, quickly. Oh, but if somebody would say, when do you want to have the car? When do you have to have it? August 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's an obvious reason there. So always ask for the I date. And especially early in the process, it implies taking ownership. It makes the customer think, well, I can see it the third week of October because Mary comes back from vacation that week, and that's the first thing I'm going to have Mary do, or whatever the case may be. So a good way to get rid of the smoke right now in your pipeline is asking for I dates. So let me ask you a stupid question. When you buy this, when are you going to use it? When are you going to have it up and running? What other things are going to happen because you're going to buy this?
How about this? If you want to back into it a little more, how does the thing that you and I are talking about, whatever this is, tell me if you should already know this, but if they really are a suspect, you haven't gotten that far down the road with them, how is what I sell you going to fit into your plans? And then you can say, okay, that makes sense. Thank you for that. What is your timetable for that? I mean, whatever you do, you got to, and back into it. and you know, and come up with a date, and then that's when you're at, and then you just keep backing into it and saying, okay, since I have a 90-day lead time on delivery, and, you know, that means that, that you and I need to make a decision in the next 30 days.
One of my clients, Jim, really great story. They the vice president of sales gives all his salespeople these dry erase magic markers.
Right.
And says, these are customer pens. They're not your pens. They're customer pens. So when you go in your customer's office and you start talking about your stuff, when you're done, take one of the customer pens out and say, could you do me a favor, sir, ma'am? Could you go to the whiteboard here and just kind of like describe to me, if you would buy my things, what you would do with it, how we'd use it, when we'd use it? Can you like draw a timeline out and stuff? I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Hey, Skip, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure.
Skip
Thank
Miller,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Skip joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.